to me what happens between the time that you lose your job and, let's say, having your first item arrive? Because you lose your job, and explain to viewers, or sorry, explain to listeners how you came to learn that you had been laid off.
That story is a crazy one. So I was laid off less than 2 weeks after the first COVID case was discovered in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So upon that happening, my coworkers and myself were sent to work from home. So we felt a bit of safety because I was working in digital media at the time. Mm-hmm. So I won't say which company, but digital media. So, you know, it's all online. You don't actually have to go to work. So I thought, well, okay, I'm safe. That's fine. Only to find out 2 weeks later, in the middle of the night, we received a spooky email, that's all I can call it, informing us that, hey, our jobs were no longer available and that we were being let go. So that was, of course, terrifying, and it happened 2 days before my 28th birthday, and the entire thing was simply frightening. Mm-hmm. So upon losing my job, I know I went into a bit of a depression for a while. It was just, I mean, I've always been enterprising. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, but it was the suddenness of it all that shook me. It's like the world changed overnight, not just with my job, but globally with the virus. Things are just shifting so rapidly, and it was so terrifying. So I moved back home from the city where I was working. I mean, I could no longer afford my basic needs on my own without a job. So I did the smart thing and I came home. Recovering mentally took a lot of time.
What was that process? Because a lot of business owners think, or people thinking about entrepreneurship think, oh, I gather these nuts, or I come together with a bunch of stuff. But I don't think people give enough credit to the mental process that you have to go through in order to start up a business. And I think that's something that listeners can appreciate. So give us a sense of what it was like that first day when you got home. Were you thinking about these products that you had seen a year earlier, or were you like, no, I just need to mentally, you know, decluster everything that has just happened in my mind? Explain that process to us.
Sure, most definitely. It's not the type of thing where, okay, I jump out of a job, I just got fired, and I'm just gonna, okay, become a hustler overnight and have an amazing store. No. Leaving or losing a job it's still a loss, and I had to grieve that loss, and it took some time. Because it is a difficult experience, and you feel a lot of emotions like shock, shame, disappointment, what do I do now? It's one of the more unnerving things I've felt in recent years. So I took a lot of downtime. I took a lot of time. I spent days resting, meditating, what I call self-soothing, or practicing self-care, which is any activity that brings yourself comfort. It could be snuggling in a blanket, watching your favorite movie, you know, just doing things to calm and reassure and soothe myself. Because at the end of the day, you have to be kind to yourself. You have to be kind to your mental health, because your mind is truly all you have in this life. So it took a lot of time. I took a lot of time off to focus on me and to just relax and detox from the whole situation. I bought medical herbal teas, and I sat under the tree sometimes. I listened to the birds. I took a lot of walks. I slept a lot. I did a lot of Netflixing. I went jogging in the mornings. I just stopped thinking about business, surviving everything for a while, because I needed to heal myself and to prepare my mind for whatever the future would hold. And that now further inspired the type of products my business partner and I finally settled on, which are self-care products. So most of our products surround making your life more pleasant or easier or comforting in some way. We have aromatherapy products, we have skincare products, we have a variety of collective gift items that simply encourage relaxation and soothing the self. Or
how important, you know, it's Was it for you to learn relaxation and meditation in order for you to begin?